Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. How are you?
And welcome to the show this evening. It is Tuesday night, 8:30, and I'm glad to be here tonight with you. And my dogs are here, and with me. So if you hear any loud noises, it's them. So I apologize about that.
Hi, everybody. I'm so sorry. They've had problems today with the studio, and they said that I got a notice that it was okay, but apparently it's not. It was recording me, and they're playing the recording, and et cetera. So here we go. Again, tonight we're going to do our show on, it's the third week, and I said I would do 3 weeks of different kinds of angels. And so tonight we're going to do a show on the nature angels, and this was per request someone had given me, a friend of mine. So I hope you appreciate it. And, you know, there's a lot of different angels out here. And we have the archangels, the ascended masters, we have guardian angels, and we have destiny angels, truth angels, birth angels, death angels. So tonight we're going to talk about the nature angels. And I'm going to open it up with a story, because I think this is so cool. It was a few years ago, and it was Christmas time, and I'm actually a Reiki practitioner. I don't do it too much anymore. I don't have a great deal of time, but when I do it, I enjoy it. So this woman came to my home, and she said, I'd like to have a Reiki treatment, and we knew each other. So, you know, of course, I let her come to my house and all that stuff that you do. And I was doing Reiki with the Christmas lights from the Christmas tree in the background, right, and, had some soft Reiki music on. And we were doing all the, doing the Reiki, and she was just amazing, speaking about, like, the nature angels. We call them angels. She says, I call them fairies and angels and cherubs, and I go, hey, it all worked. You know, so we were talking about our experiences with the angels, and she was telling me, that she had a experience really recently when she was out in her garden, and she said all of a sudden, everything became really quiet, and I could see them looking at me from my plants, for garden plants, whatever. So I thought, well, that's pretty cool to be able to grow a garden, and it's even more cool to be able to do it in South Florida. And she goes, I said, well, what do they look like? She goes, well, they're very tiny. And I said, well, do you see them always as tiny? She goes, no, I see tree fairies or tree angels as tall. I see them, but every element has an angel. Or a fairy or a cherub, whatever you believe. So I'm going to call nature angels tonight for you guys. So she said, and she goes, remember, if the nature angels are, they're angels for earth, air, water, and fire. And she goes, every one of them has angels that guard them to help them, help that particular, element. And I was like, oh, that's cool. So, I'm there with my ex. I've been having a real Christmas tree, and so we were talking about it, and she says they enjoy food. She was telling me about how her little garden angels enjoy the food that she left for them out there, the fresh vegetables. And I was like, and I go, do they eat them? And she goes, yeah, they do. And I was like, are you sure? She goes, I know they do. And she goes, and I said, well, what do they look like? And so she was explaining them to me. They were very tiny, had very tiny clothes on, and little wings. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Because I never judge anything. I just listen to it. And because I've been seeing angels myself since I was three. So, long story short, she leaves at night. We were laughing and joking, and said a prayer to our higher power, which we both called God, and the angels who were like the arms of God, and then we went on. She went on her way, and so I had just done Reiki that night, and I was at my Christmas tree, and I remember touching the tree limb and just sending that tree love because it's so beautiful. And all of a sudden, I saw this being come out from the tree, a beautiful man, I call him now, and I knew it was a tree angel. And so I kept that tree on my porch for the longest time, okay, even after Christmas, I kept it there and didn't want to get rid of it. And, you know, my daughter thought it was cool for the first till January, but after January, she said, Mom, you really need to throw the tree away. Well, I did eventually, but it was really cool to be able to really connect with that, you know, with that tree angel. And my tree was living, so, you know, just in that tree love. So how do you see them, and how do you connect with them? That he, an angel of nature, okay, a little one like my friend saw, you know, or, you know, still sees, because, you know, she does Reiki with me occasionally. She's out of state, and I live here, and she lives there. I think that you have to be really open to just keeping your mind open like a parachute and just say, hey, you know, because I haven't seen them, if somebody else hasn't, well, then who are they to make the decision for me, right? You know what I mean? So if you haven't seen them, don't trust anyone else's opinion except your own. And if you want to see them, just say, hey, I'd like to connect with nature's angels, okay? And, you know, there are archangels that can, you know, that you can do that, take care of nature. Like Archangel Haniel is, you know, she works with moon energy and, you know, and outside energy as well. Archangel Ariel works with water, okay, as well as, you know, outside, either the water kingdom and you know, all the outside energy. So what is the first thing that you do is you just say, okay, just be aware that because you can't see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Or maybe one other thing to say is because I can't see it, I just can't see it yet. Okay, so that gives you a lot of room to be able to explore. I'll share this story with you because I think if you hear stories, it's much better, you know, of other people that are just like all of us, normal people that are connecting and seeing. I have a friend of mine, Peter. He went out of the country, and he was in a different country, and he was in the, I'm going to call it the forest, he was able to connect with an angel. And he says it was the angel that protected the forest. Was that tree angels? Maybe. Plant angels? Yeah, probably. Was it just an angel that took care of the forest? That's what he said. And he said it was beautiful, and he goes, when she went by me, and I said, so you saw her as a girl? Yes, when she went by me, she smelled like flowers and lilies and roses. She goes, she smelled like everything. And she smiled at me. And I was like, did she have wings? And he goes, yes, she did. So, and I said, well, how did you connect with her and able to see her when other people go out to the woods and don't see anything, or go out to the ocean and they don't see the water angels or the water fairies or water spirits, whatever you prefer? And he said, what I really feel that is really key here is that you have to put yourself in a higher awareness. And so if you go out to the ocean or out in the forest or out in the woods to see angels, or just to quiet your mind and to be open to connecting with all that is God, then it puts you in a better state to see things if you're upset about something, you know, your guy, your girl, whatever, then he goes, I think being upset, to calm yourself down, you go to the woods sometimes or to the ocean. But if you go to the woods or the ocean just to appreciate who you are and what you have and to meditate, to pray, you know, because he said, I think that, I think that's a way that you can connect with your higher power. And also, I call my higher power God and Jesus, he said, and also the angels. So that's a good point. So, you know, I know myself that for me to really connect with the angels, with God, I always just meditate and pray, and it puts me there, you know, to be able to see and to hear and to connect and to feel. So what I'm saying to you guys, if you want to connect with them, you go out there and with that higher awareness, and maybe you touch a tree, you know what I mean? Doesn't it sound like when I say that I sound like one of those granola people, but it works for me. And you touch a tree and just give, you know, send your life energy to all that is around you, all the light, because everything is energy, right? And I asked her, I said, did you do that? He goes, yeah. He goes, I sent love to, you know, to everything around me. And I appreciated God for making it all for me to enjoy. Isn't that cool? And so you have a spirit of love about you. Have an attitude of gratitude. He was praying to God and the angels and Jesus. And you can pray to Buddha, whoever you want to pray to. I'm not saying that because everyone has a definition of their higher power. And he said, and I was also praying to, just being grateful and thankful. I was like, well, that's cool. So, you know, gratitude for what you have around you, a spirit of love, you know, that every living thing is energy. And God made it all. And he said, I don't see God as separate from me. I see God as living. And God's the ocean, and I'm the wave in the ocean. That's where I got that from, by the way. So, wow, that's cool. So those are a couple things that you can do. I have another friend of mine, and she would go to bed at night when she was a small child and remember going places with the, she calls them fairies, with the fairies or the nature angels, whatever you want to use, and they would show her things and play games with her in her dream state. And she goes, to this day, three, I don't think I'm dreaming. I think I really went with them. And so she had a son, a little boy, and he was a crystal rainbow child. He is a crystal rainbow child. And he would come in there and he would be awake and playing with them. And he would come to tell his mom that the angel that he was playing with or the fairy that he was playing with told his mom that you need to go. And he told her this because you need to go and check your breath. And he said that the angel had told him to tell her that. And long story short, that breast had cancer in it, and she was able to heal herself. And her mother had had breast cancer, so she knew her risk, okay? But she went and got treatment for it, and she was able. She's still living and has a great long life ahead of her, and doesn't worry about that anymore. But because of her son, and his playing with the, he calls them fairies and angels. She calls them fairies and angels, whatever you want to call them. And he was, you know, outside and, you know, playing out in at a swing set, and then came running in and told his mom that. Your children, a lot of times you can ask them, what, you know, do they see things outside or do they see things in their bedroom? You know, because there is all different kinds of angels. And then, you know, the water angels, and they are in the lakes, the beaches, the oceans, the beach, rivers, and they ever see the life that's flowing in those bodies of water, and they're under the supervision of all that is, too, as well. So just be aware of that, too. I think the fire, you know, we were talking about, you know, the nature angels that are with fire, earth, water, and air. I think the fire kingdom is really spiritual, is closely related to the spirituality kingdom because it's known as, fire is very cleansing, right? So is water, but, I mean, it is. The fire is very cleansing, and so that's super powerful. You know, so if you've got a fire and you're meditating and praying, have you ever done that outside? You know, we've done that before. And it's really easy to, I think, to connect to spirituality, your spirituality with the element of fire, okay? I'm not suggesting that you go out there and fight a fire. You do that when you're, you know, in a place that it's cool and it's easy to do and it's safe. But I think that sometimes is a little easier to connect with. But you also have fire angels. Remember that too, or elementals or fairies or whatever you want to know, call them. And you have plant angels, you know, so those are the ones that are for the tiny little plants. They have little angels watching them. Everything has somebody or a being looking out after them, dog, animal, guys, and angels, probably next week, I think. So just remember that how do you connect with them? First of all, go out into nature, you know, whether it's the ocean, because I live right, you know, the ocean is my backyard. The ocean, or if you're, you know, the woods, the forest, whatever you want to call it, the park, or you know what I mean, outside in your backyard, there's always something that you can connect with nature outside. and just be keep your mind open. So because you haven't seen it and maybe someone wrote a book and says you they're not real, trust your own judgment. Form your own opinion without buying into someone else's before you research it yourself, okay? Also, and so that means keeping your mind open. And as Peter said, he was just grateful and had such an attitude of gratitude, you know, with everything around him and appreciative of it and of the life that he had, you know, the life that he was seeing and the connection he was making to nature. And my friend that did Reiki, she had always been really connected to the angels, saw them. But she said when she was out there and totally concentrating on where she was and what she was doing, and then she was able to see the little plant, vegetable garden angels that were watching over her garden. I think that's so sweet. And she said it was just really nice. And she goes, I left them vegetables to eat that night. And she says that when I came back, they were gone. So did an animal take them? Did an angel take them? She believes that. And I tend to believe what she, you know, that believe what she said. And so that's kind of cool. And then I have, as I said, I have a friend of mine who's a little boy with his angels out in the backyard. And they told him that his mom needed to go get her breast checked. And so she did, and you know, that during the series of events, and was able to help with the cancer. She got rid of that. So it's great to heal yourself. It's great when you've got a little angel nudge too as well. And so that's something I want to share with you guys too. I'll share the story with you. When I have a friend of mine and her client, and she said, she says, I bought three homes. And she said, and I left a plate out of chocolate. And I said, wow, you leave a plate out of chocolate here in South Florida, there'll be bugs in it the next day. She goes, I didn't, I just forgot. And she goes, I heard when I was laying in bed at night, she goes, I heard the to-go box, you know, rattling, you know how the star fenders go? And she goes, I wondered what it was. And then she goes, I knew it was the angels because they like sweets. That's what she says. And I don't know. She goes, they like sweets. And she goes, they took my chocolate. Like, okay. She goes, I go, was it gone the next day? She goes, yes, it was. So, you know, there's all sorts of stories, you know, that you can buy into that the tree was there. The angels are always there. God's always with us no matter where we are. And just, you know, if you want to connect with the nature angels, then just ask to. Ask to be put in a situation and have the mindset to do that. And then, you know, I just got somebody who says, well, how's it going to help me? Well, you can show a great deal of love, okay? How's it going to help me in my daily life, right? Well, that's a pretty obvious one, I think. But since I'm getting that text, let me put it like this. When you're able to connect with all that is and with the angels, and you have this open heart and a sense of love and joy around you, then you're able to attract a lot of good things. So what does that look like? Prosperity in every area of your life, in your love life, in your career life, in your abilities to with the and talents that you have, that you're showing yourself more love and you're showing others more love and you're connecting with the earth angels or the nature angels, then How is that going to help you? You bet, in every way possible with prosperity. You're going to be able to do everything better, I think, okay? And those talents that you have, or maybe you're latent and you are not, you know, that you've forgotten it about, will develop even more. And that's something I know that when you're connecting with the outside and with yourself and asking questions, what am I here to do? Why am I here? I want to see an angel. I want to connect with the earth angels. I want to connect with the tree angels, whatever you want to do. I want to connect with God. And you have that kind of sincerity and that kind of intention, then everything in your life is going to change and grow. And you're going to be so much more than you think you are already. And that's who we really, really are. So that's what I have to say about that. I know that it's a short call tonight, but we've got a lot of stuff to talk about in the future with different types of angels. And I'd love to hear any comments that you have or stories that you have that you'd like to share with us. If you go and send me a Facebook message, thanks, Angel Coaches, if you have ideas that you want to hear about different types of angels. As I said, we're going to talk about animal angels. We're going to talk about, because your little animals have angels, guides. You know, And we're going to talk about truth angels, you know, to help you, destiny angels, and there's an angel for just an angelic order for just about everything that we experience here on life. We're going to talk about them all. And if you have something that you want to know more about, then just give me a Facebook message, facebook.com/angelcoaches, or email me, julie@angelcoaches.org. Or if you guys are more than welcome to call me, 954-669-4001. Can you remember that, honey? Let me know what you want to think or what you want to hear more about. We'll do it, okay? So that's something I want to make sure that you guys know. See what else. We've got a couple of really great shows coming up. Have you guys ever heard of, Gift of Prophecy? That is super powerful, the Gift of Prophecy. And I've got somebody on that works in the government and has been having dreams about what's getting ready to happen with our planet, how we can help, and how we can create a life of prosperity and show others how to do the same thing. And you guys, that is so, so key right now. She came to me, she said, I'm having all these dreams. I don't know what to do. And so we've been working together, and she's really putting a lot of cool things together so she can talk to you and how to access those, you know, those dreams yourself, okay? If you're having dreams about something happening or you don't understand and it's a good thing or it can be a catastrophe in nature, right? We're talking about nature angels tonight, you know, and you want to know how to handle it and what it really means. You should listen in on Thursday night at 8 o'clock because we're going to really talk about that so you guys will have a better idea over how you can develop that gift within yourself, you know what I mean? And if you already have the gift, how you can understand it, you know? And she goes, I realized that I was getting the dreams to show other people how they can change things and live a great life and how we can all live together and work together as one, right? And they're like, well, how's that going to help me, working together as one? Or when we all work together, it will make a difference because there's any idea when it's shared with other people, okay, is a stronger idea, all right? So just to give you guys a heads up about that. So those are a couple of things we're going to talk about. That she has a gift of prophecy, and if you want to know what's going down in the Middle East, what's going down in our own country and with all those kind of things, she is a great one to be able to really, she'll talk about that, okay, and you guys will get a better idea. So it's Transformation Thursday. She's going to, you know, to really share with us, and I'll ask her some great questions. And if you want to know what's going on and what's getting ready to happen, I just kind of go to say, hey, I had this dream about Korea. I was like, okay. So it's Thursday night. We're gonna talk about that. And there's angels that will help us with our prophecy, okay, or help you develop yours. And sometimes it necessarily has to be negative, okay, to understand a catastrophe. Sometimes it can be wonderful and amazing things that you can see and experience, okay? So that's on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, we have Sunday. We've got our show that's been coming, and it is a relationship. You mean they're all about relationships. You mean there's a law that says you can talk to me. I have a friend of mine who's been listening to that show. Gosh, we've been doing it now for a year. And she says, I found the man of my dreams, I found him about 7 or 8 months ago, and just gave me the answer. Is that not cool? And she goes, we got that together. I was like, well, that's good. So she listened to me, but she just listened to me. I was listening to the show, so she got to hear different perspectives and really got clear on why she's here and what she's here to do. You guys, I'm going to share this with you, and this is really important, okay? You're going to be led to do this. a lot of times, we wonder why things are changing in our life, right? You ever wonder that? And meditation is real key, okay? You know, connecting with, like I'm telling you, taking 5 minutes and going out in your backyard or going and walking across the street with your dogs or, you know, whatever that you do. But one of the things that you've got to have a new lifestyle, to have a great new life, you've got to embrace a new philosophy, a new way of thinking. And how do you do that? Well, if you're trying to do that with the same mindset that created the issues that you're suffering from right now in your life, it's not going to work, okay? So the only way you're going to do that is if you change your mindset, if you get a whole new way of thinking. And it's hard to do without studies, without like blog talk radio shows. Angel Coaches is one show. There's several of them out there, but I like our shows. We I like our shows. So what I'm saying to you is there's a lot of different ways to do this, okay? But the most important thing is that you start. You start really doing the work, okay? I want the great guy. I want the great woman. I want the great life. I want prosperity. I want the new house. I want to do my work. I want to be successful. I want to be extremely happy. But if you're trying to do all those things and say, I want with the same lifestyle, it doesn't work. Start with, like I said, listening to these shows. Some of you guys do sessions with me, and that's great. But that way you're doing stuff to create a whole new life for yourself. Make sense? Hope so. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great now, and we will see you on Thursday night at 8. She is amazing and wonderful. You're going to love her. And she's going to explain about what the kind of dreams that she's got going on and what we can all do to develop our own prophecy gifts, or if we're having dreams and understand them, and what we need to do to make everything go to a higher dimension, higher vibration, which Donna talks about in her book, which is going to be very soon launched on Angel Coaches, you know. So you guys take care. Have a great now, and I will see you Thursday night. Bye, everybody.